Back now with Day to Day, the brothers who created Miramax Films have announced a new deal. Bob and Harvey Weinstein parted ways with Disney, which had bought Miramax last year. They parted with them last year. They've agreed now to give the video rental chain Blockbuster exclusive rental rights to their new films. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. Amy, does this mean if I want to rent the new Robert F. Kennedy movie when it comes out on video, I'm going to have to go to Blockbuster?
Yes, it does. And The Nanny Diaries, when that comes out. And basically any film produced by the Weinstein Company, at least for the next 3 years, Blockbuster has sole rights to rent those movies, which means you can't get them on Netflix or at your local independent video store. In exchange, Blockbuster will pay the Weinstein Company a minimum fee based on how a film does at the box office.
But aren't these guys known for their independence, for not having these kinds of relationships?
Well, yeah, their former company, Miramax, was known for changing the way Hollywood viewed independent film. They took sort of indie art house films like Pulp Fiction and Clerks and made a lot of money on them. And you can't get much more mainstream than Blockbuster. In a way, actually, some view this as a slap in the face for Netflix, which was apparently also seeking a deal with the Weinsteins. The Netflix library is probably more consistent with the types of movies the Weinsteins are usually associated with. Then again, one of the first movies they produced when they struck out on their own last year was Scary Movie 4. So I talked with Steve Zajcik, who's a reporter at Variety. He says movies are getting more and more expensive to make, and this is basically a creative way for the Weinsteins to fund their movies.
What this does is, you know, it gives the Weinstein Company a way, because there are minimum guarantees and fees that will be paid to them, it gives them a way to finance some movies, particularly some straight-to-video titles that they're doing that they would otherwise maybe have a little bit of trouble financing, and it reduces their risk.
Now, Blockbuster has really been struggling to fend off competition from Netflix and from DVD sales. By the way, this deal only covers rentals, so competing chains will still be allowed to sell copies of Weinstein films. And many wonder if this is going to set off more exclusive deals as the rental chains struggle to compete for business. In other business news today, I should mention that Milton Friedman has died. He was one of the most influential economists of the 20th century. We'll have more on that later today on Marketplace.
Amy, thank you. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.